which brings it into focus. What about diet? Used to be the emphasis was almost exclusively for in pre-diabetics as well as diabetic patients to try to lose weight. What recommendations do you now make about dietary control?
Yeah, so now you're getting into sort of the deep, dark secrets of medical care. So we've always said that diet is the most important thing in diabetes. But we've kind of known that we talk to our patients about you need to lose 5 or 10 pounds, you need to cut back on your carbohydrates. Some people will boil it down to don't eat any white foods. You know, there's all kinds of quick and dirty messages that physicians have been providing to patients around diet management, and the impression has been that it doesn't really work. And the reason it doesn't really work is because we haven't been doing it very well. So one of the most exciting things that's come out over the last couple of years are the studies that show that for people that want to lose weight using techniques like these powdered meal replacements can result in big weight loss on the order of 20 pounds. And something like 60% of patients actually having their diabetes go away, you know, going from diabetes that's not very well controlled on medication to having no diabetes. So diet
with weight loss.
With weight loss. And, you know, this is not, you know, this is not Bubba, you're too fat, eat less and exercise more. This is a serious engagement with healthcare professionals that are focused on weight management. But the impact is huge for the people who really want to do it. So I think the good news is that we now know that weight loss does work. It's just a matter of really putting your heart and soul into it, both the patient and the provider. It's not something that we can sort of short shrift, or no one would have a problem with being overweight. I mean, you know, everybody, almost everybody who's heavy would like to lose weight, and it's not easy to do.
You pointed out earlier that one of the GLP-1 inhibitors has in a different, with a different name, is being marketed as a weight loss medication. Is it a weight loss medication that works, and is it a weight loss medication that doesn't lower the blood sugar?
Yes. So that's one of the great things about the SGLT2 inhibitors and the GLP-1 receptor agonists. Neither one of them will make your blood sugar too low.
Even in a person who has no problems with their blood sugar to start with.
Right. You could take someone with a completely normal blood sugar, even someone whose blood sugar is a little bit low. You might have heard of this reactive hypoglycemia that some people that are, you know, overweight will get these low blood sugar spells after they eat cereal for breakfast. You know, even in those people, if anything, this lowers the risk of hypoglycemia. And these drugs are, you know, are moderately effective for weight loss. You know, these very intensive lifestyle programs involving, you know, powdered meal replacement, very frequent follow-up with healthcare providers who specialize in obesity management are frankly more effective on average than the drugs. So we usually do a tiered thing where we try our very best with whatever lifestyle program we can come up with. And then depending on how people respond, consider these drugs. And if that doesn't work, we can't forget about the power of bariatric surgery. You know, we in a way hate to advocate for surgically correcting problems that at least theoretically are underpinned by behavioral issues. But I think all's fair in love and war. And for people that are very heavy or who have medical consequences of being heavy, bariatric surgery is likewise extremely effective. So there you see weight loss on the order of 50% of the excess weight. And you see reversals of diabetes in more than 70%, even in some patients who are already on insulin.